97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This week, St. Louis County Police move into their new North County precinct. It's named for Officer Joanne Liscombe, who died in the line of duty. The county police chief says the comments made on the Real AF podcast about women in law enforcement were violent and unacceptable.
Yeah, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Monday morning, the 16th day of September. That is the lead story on Channel 4 last night, other than the assassination attempt on President Trump. And it deals with a local guy, right, who runs a company. I guess they sell supplements, and it's called First Form and Supplement Superstore. His name is Andy Frisella. He's got a pretty well-followed podcast with millions of listeners. And on Thursday, he fired up a lot of them. Carl, let's play the tease portion of cut number one, please.
Every woman cop I've ever dealt with, every single one that I've ever been pulled over by, tried to make me feel like a bitch.
Yeah, that's just a snippet of what Andy Frisella had to say. It went on further from that, where he basically threatened violence against female police officers. And I don't know, it's got a lot of police fired up this morning and a lot of female police officers fired up, as you can probably imagine. Now, I reached out to one who is retired, and we're going to keep her identity anonymous here for several reasons, but we're going to refer to her as Lisa. And I've got Lisa on the phone this morning who served for many, many years in law enforcement and here in St. Louis County. And Lisa, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You reached out to me, one of several people who reached out to me right after this podcast hit the air. And since then, Andy Frisella has tried to walk this back and issue an apology. But just tell me your original reaction when you heard this podcast.
My original reaction, I was completely stunned, especially making that statement, that bold statement on National Police Women's Day, honoring women in law enforcement. It was stunning. It was shocking. This is an incident that, in his words, happened over 10 years ago, and it was said with such conviction and emotion and anger still that it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
You know, that was sort of my wife's reaction to it was, how many interactions has he had with female police officers? He told a story in the podcast that he had apparently saved a female police officer one time 6 or 7 years ago, he claims. And if it hadn't been for him, she was overmatched by a man who was much bigger than her. And that seemed to be the reason he was giving for his belief that female police officers just shouldn't exist.
Right. And that we emasculate, I guess he's had female officers emasculate him. I can't speak for that. I wasn't there, but I will tell you that male and female officers, I mean, female officers don't, we don't look at ourselves as a female officer. We look at ourselves as an officer. And, you know, he's talking about escalating situations, and his podcasts are so, I would listen to several of them this past weekend, and it made my heart race, just the anger that he displays and the aggressiveness of his tone. I can only imagine what he's like on a traffic stop or interaction with a police officer. I think that, you know, in some cases he may have received what he put out there. So, you know, I don't know. I've never met this person before. I've never listened to any podcasts until this past weekend. I don't know anything about this guy, but whenever he's talking about punching a hole through someone's face and ending their life is just, it's unacceptable to me.
He did say that near the end of the bite. I ran the full bite a little earlier. It runs about a minute and a half on the original.
Yeah.
Part. He did try to walk it back. Play me a little bit of cut five here, Carl, please.
You know, I think my comments were generalized, and I think I need to clarify them a little bit. I'm fine with that. I had a couple women here in St. Louis that were upset with me that I know that are police officers, and you know, they were like, Andy, you know, I love you, dude, but what the is this?
Right.
So, you know, we'll address it. And what I really should have said, and did I Did I overgeneralize? Yeah, for sure. And I do that sometimes. That's the nature of how I speak. And, you know, I'm trying to get better about it. But what I really mean is that certain women shouldn't be police officers and certain men shouldn't be police officers. And if we're going to have women be police officers, they should be capable. They should be emotionally stable. They should be able to de-escalate situations, and they shouldn't take advantage of opportunities where men are, you know, emasculated because they're in a situation with a gun and a badge.
Yeah. I'm not sure, Lisa, that he did himself much favors with couching that apology that way.
No, I don't feel that that was an apology. It was, it was a blanket statement. A couple people were mad at him. No, there's a lot of people upset, men and women. And there's a lot of people, you know, he's talking about certain people shouldn't be police officers. Well, maybe there's certain people that shouldn't run a business either. The statement that he made, and I listened to another statement of his, and it was all about how much money that he donates to police organizations and police funds. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have all this money. I do commend the St. Louis County Police Department and the St. Louis City Police Department and our FOP for speaking out on this. They just basically told this person that owns this business that we're not going to be bought. And, this is a police issue, not just a female police issue. There are a lot of male officers here, too, that are very upset by these comments.
Well, clearly, and I did see that the chief of St. Louis County, the chief of the city, have both said they're cutting all ties with this company because apparently, I mean, over the years, they've raised a lot of money for police issues, but they felt this was a step too far. So I don't know what else Andy Frisella can do at this point. I think he's going to lose a lot of business, it looks like.
That's fine. And he's got he's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to that speech. But he needs to realize that speech has consequences, that those words have consequences. And, you know, I want to mention this also that, the first precinct, the new first precinct in North St. Louis County, they're moving into that precinct today, the county police department. And that precinct is dedicated to Joanne Liscom, who was brutally murdered on January 11th of 1991. So we can't we have to remember her. This was a brutal attack on a female police officer. In my opinion, the same ideologies as this business owner has that is the person that murdered Joanne. So I think that the county police department was very swift with making this decision. I commend them for it, and they just basically told this business owner that this isn't going to be tolerated.
Well, Lisa, thank you for your 28 years of service. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks for your time this morning. I wanted to get that point of view from a female police officer. And just so you know, I tried all weekend to reach out to Andy Frisella, and there's no contact information available. He's the head of a pretty big company. He's got a podcast. He's got a separate profile on X, I should say, and none of them have contact information. So I'd love to have him on to explain this.
Comments available?
Yeah, there are no comments available on there either. So I don't know exactly how to reach out to the guy. If you know him, tell him I'd be happy to have him on here if he wants to try to explain this a little better. But for now, the county and the city police departments are done doing business with Supplement Superstore and First Forum, it looks like. All right, we're back in just a minute with Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk more about the shooting of Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
She stopped for about 6 hours. The boat was counted at 3:44 a.m. With 2 weeks until Inauguration Day, it was the Trump Justice Department that set the standards for the prosecutions. Decisions were made by career prosecutors who work at justice for years, regardless of who the president might be.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Thrilled to have Hans back with us on this Monday morning. And Hans, that was a little clip from the 60-minute hit piece that they decided to run on Donald Trump on the same day of his second assassination attempt. They went back and they're trying to use clips from his rallies where he complains about January 6th and people being persecuted. And they're doing it by trying to prove that these are all career prosecutors and the DOJ has nothing to do with influencing them. Any reaction to that?
Well, I would laugh if this wasn't so serious. They talk about career prosecutors, career lawyers, as if they are these white-coated, lab technicians with no politics. The career lawyers, and I encountered many of them when I was at the Justice Department, they were the most left-wing ideologues I've encountered in my entire legal career. So, they said, oh, well, they're under presidents of both parties. Yeah. When Democratic presidents in the White House, they do everything they can to carry out what the Democratic president wants. When there's a Republican in the White House, they do everything they can to prevent a Republican president from carrying out his duties. And when they're forced to do things they don't like, they break the professional code of conduct about the confidentiality of what they work, and they leak it to their friends at the New York Times or the Washington Post. Yeah. I saw all of that happening.
Are you surprised at all, or do you believe in any way that there are people being over-prosecuted for what happened on January 6th? I mean, I've looked at these cases. Some of these people, there's video of them walking in. They stand there for 30 seconds. They turn around and walk back out, and they're facing federal jail time.
Oh, they are being so over-prosecuted. And, compare what's being done to them to the fact that this same Justice Department has, in essence, ignored the many cases after the Dobbs abortion decision coming out, the many cases of churches and pregnancy centers being vandalized by those upset about the Dobbs decision. Or, by the way they did almost nothing about the BLM and Antifa protests.
Yeah.
When they were burning and looting cities all over the country.
Hans, what's your reaction to the fact that yesterday, for the first time that I know of in American history, at least this close together, there was a second assassination attempt on the same presidential candidate, and the White House, and in this case, the other nominee for the Democratic Party, both just issued statements, nothing on camera, nothing from the Department of Justice. What's happened here is unprecedented, and in my opinion, so has the reaction been.
Oh, no, look, I agree with that. But look, that's because, look, none of these folks will say this publicly, but privately, they would be celebrating if these had been successful. Both Biden, I think Kamala Harris, the New York Times editorial page of Washington, they would secretly be happy if this succeeded. And look, they're responsible for this. The way they classify you might not like him. You might not like the policies he's pushing, but the way they have pushed this idea that he's a threat to democracy, that if he becomes president, we are all going to be made slaves, which is apparently what this assassin was saying. It's Kamala Harris and the left that's been pushing these horrible ideas.
Yeah, and they haven't backed off at all, even since the first assassination attempt. Wow. Hans, appreciate having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great week. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there with Heritage this morning. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. We'll find out what's going to go on in the markets. Nicole Murray up right after the bottom of the hour here in other news at about 6:45. We're going to be back in just a minute. Carl, you have not told us yet. I know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Did you lose any money when you were in Las Vegas last week?
I did not.
Is that because you didn't gamble?
Oh, no. I still gambled.
And what specifically did you gamble on? Slot machines?
Slots. And I wanted to play roulette, but they don't have a lot of real live roulette tables. It's all computer now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a human. And they're like, this number has hit three times in the last hour. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not normal.
No, I don't even like video slot machines. I want the old-fashioned kind.
Right.
I mean, if they're gonna fool me and take my money, I at least want to be able to hear the machine clicking in there.
So my wife won money, but I lost that money. So therefore, it's an even
wash.
It's a wash. Push. As
Let's
they
get
say.
To Nicole. Nicole Murray joining us this morning with the check of business, and you got to taste some tasty pizza this weekend, right? Brand new place.
Yes, we. I have a friend who opened up a second pizzeria, but like has not even had the official grand opening yet. So I got to go be a guinea pig and stuff my face.
Is this New Jersey pizza? Like, how would you describe it?
I would definitely describe it as thin crusted New Jersey pizza. Is how I would describe it.
That thin crust is my favorite. My favorite from Ohio is a place called Cassano's, and it's a thin crust. It's cut into squares. And it's got a salty crust to it, which is what really kind of sets it apart.
And everyone is going to be cheating on their diets day one. Oh, we're so sorry about that.
Yeah, no kidding. I could eat pizza all around the clock. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, for sure.
All day, every day. You put an egg on it. It's a pizza for breakfast. You take the egg off. It fits.
I'm
never
with you.
Too much pizza.
Yeah, even pineapple. I'll even do pineapple on my pizza.
Oh, you lost me. Now I'm judging
you. Sorry.
I'm judging
What's going on out there?
So futures are mixed ahead of the Fed's meeting this week. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 297, the NASDAQ gained 114, and the S&P 500 up 30. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said the company's St. Louis agriculture operations is here to stay, even as the German conglomerate cuts costs, faces questions about its future, and fights to overcome billions of dollars in liabilities tied to its Roundup weed killer. Anderson added he is focused on strengthening Bayer over the next few years while increasing its investment in St. Louis, the hub of its North American Crop Science Division. Hospitals have long provided donor breast milk for sick newborns in neonatal intensive care units, but now SSM Health Hospitals are the first to expand the free service to all patients at its birth centers in the St. Louis region. The aim, hospital officials say, is to support patients who choose to breastfeed, but for a variety of reasons are unable to do so right after giving birth. The Federal Reserve's highly anticipated two-day meeting, which gets underway tomorrow, is poised to take center stage this week. The central bank is widely expected to cut interest rates, but the only remaining question appears to be by how much. CME's FedWatch tool predicts a quarter-point rate cut as the most likely outcome. Union President John Holden said a strike at Boeing could go on for a while, as workers are confident they can get better wage increases and an improved pension. Negotiations are set to resume this week. Boeing's most recent offer included a 25% pay increase over the next 4 years. Two spa products, an airjet pump and a hydrojet pump from spa maker Best Way, are being recalled because they can pose a fire hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said they have received reports of at least three fires, with one in Kansas City, Missouri, resulting in one death. And finally, if she squabbles, it is because she cares. According to Fact Updates, women tend to argue more with people they care about. If they don't argue at all, they care very little, if at all.
I feel so loved.
See, it's because we care.
I'm in such trouble if she's listening right now. You know that, right? I don't know if she's up this early. So I have a question for you. Do you do yoga at all, Nicole Murray?
I hate yoga.
Do you really?
I hate yoga. Yeah, it's like they'll be like, okay, be calm, find your center. And in my mind, it's racing. Like after I'm done with it, I have to do this and I have to do this and I have to do that. And did I forget to do this? And oh my goodness, did I add this to this? It's a mess.
So my wife has started doing hot yoga where she walks into a studio that's already 95 degrees. So you're dripping with sweat before you even start.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't imagine. I've done some yoga and I'm no good at it, but I just couldn't imagine doing it in a hot box. And I know it's kind of popular these days, but anyway, that's what my wife's up to these days. So she might be up on her way to a hot yoga class this morning for all I know.
And ready to argue with you at all times.
Could be after that comment I just made, for sure. I don't know.
Well,
Nicole,
the second you get the silent treatment, that's when you really want to worry. So
exactly. I know. I'm a grizzled veteran. Yeah. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You as well.
You bet. Nicole Murray there with our business update for us this morning. Yeah, Carl, back to Vegas for just a moment.
Hey, guess who I saw there?
I don't know. Remind me.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
I saw a picture of you and Heidi out by the pool there at your hotel.
She hung out by the pool.
Mm. Nice.
That was our pool day.
How's she doing?
She's doing fantastic.
Good.
Looks great.
Good. She was going camping.
She was going camping. She's like, the only day I can hang out with you is Tuesday. And I'm like, that's pool day. And so we hung out for about an hour and a half.
We love Heidi. Obviously she had a show on this station for a while on the weekends and still may do some fill-in, I hope, at some point for us. And
I believe that's going to happen.
I hope so. And she's great and I guess partially retired these days and enjoying her life out there.
We talked about that,
Lost Wages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She enjoys semi-retirement.
Fun. She's the only person I know that's got a broadcast center set up in her RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she can fill in or broadcast from wherever she happens to be.
They were going to be off the grid that week.
I was going to say, as long as you have internet access, that's really the key to the whole thing. If that glitches, you're out of luck. You can't pull that off anymore, for sure.
So then I saw Heidi on one day, and then the next day I saw a friend of mine who used to work for the Blues, but now works for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh.
So I did something work-related 2 of the 3 days, so...
So you can write it off your taxes.
I'm going to write it off on my taxes.
Carl, yeah. That's kind of what. IRS agents, please ignore that. Anyway.
It's legit. We talked about work.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Really?
And we're talking about it on the radio as well.
It's true. Wow. We're just helping you out
there
for that potential audit.
You need to know how the tax laws work, Mark Cox.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to another news in just a couple minutes with Ethan. We've got Joe Cardinale joining us next hour. There are lots of warnings out there to parents. And we just went through the whole back to school thing. Did you notice if you're on social media? I'll bet you did because everybody posted pictures of their kids. Is that safe these days? Joe Cardinale has been looking into that. He's also a longtime police officer up in New York. We'll talk to him about that. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Happening.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I guess we'll start with Tito Jackson. He was one of the brothers of Michael Jackson, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon. Founding member of the iconic group, the Jackson 5. He passed away yesterday at the age of 70. They're saying the cause of death is not really determined yet, but someone did believe that he suffered a heart attack while driving on a road trip. So,
Oh, wow. How old was he?
70 years old.
Wow. He's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
The only reason I know about Tito is because of Eddie Murphy.
Tito, can I have a tissue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that line. That's the first thing I thought of when you mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup, but I knew he was part of the Jackson 5. Yeah.
Lead guitarist.
Oh, he was yes. When you see the Jackson 5, he's the one holding
the guitar. Yeah.
Well, I think there's two. There are a bass player, too.
No.
I thought one of them, Jermaine played bass. I thought one of them, there was a bass player and a guitar player, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Otherwise, that would help.
Yeah, I could have swore there were two, but maybe not. Who knows? Jane's Addiction have apologized to fans for their onstage fight between bandmates Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. This happened in Boston on Friday. They were playing Oceanside during their reunion show. Farrell appeared agitated, as video footage from the concert revealed. He moved towards Navarro and shoved his shoulder in Navarro while he was playing his guitar.
Wow.
Perry then appeared to yell and confront...
Carl, you have not told us yet. I know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Did you lose any money when you were in Las Vegas last week?
I did not.
Is that because you didn't gamble?
Oh, no. I still gambled.
And what specifically did you gamble on? Slot machines?
Slots, and I wanted to play roulette, but they don't have a lot of real live roulette tables. It's all computer now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on a human... And they're like, this number has hit 3 times in the last hour. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not normal.
No, I don't even like video slot machines. I want the old-fashioned kind.
Right.
I mean, if they're going to fool me and take my money, I at least want to be able to hear the machine clicking in there.
So my wife won money, but I lost that money. So, therefore, it's an even...
It was a wash.
It's a wash.
It's a wash.
Push, as
Let's
they
get
say.
To Nicole. Nicole Murray joining us this morning with a check of business. And you got to taste some tasty pizza this weekend, right? Brand new place?
Yes, we. I have a friend who opened up a second pizzeria, but like has not even had the official grand opening yet. So I got to go be a guinea pig and stuff my face.
Is this New Jersey pizza? Like, how would you describe it?
I would definitely describe it as thin crusted New Jersey pizza.
Ooh, I like it.
Is how I would describe it.
That thin crust is my favorite. My favorite from Ohio is a place called Cassano's, and it's a thin crust. It's cut into squares. And it's got a salty crust to it, which is what really kind of sets it apart.
And everyone is going to be cheating on their diets day one. Oh, we're so sorry about that.
Yeah, no kidding. I could eat pizza all around the clock. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, for sure.
All day, every day. You put an egg on it. It's pizza for breakfast. You take the egg off. It fits.
I'm
never
with you.
Too much pizza.
Yeah, even pineapple. I'll even do pineapple on my pizza.
Oh, you lost me. Now I'm judging you.
Oh, sorry.
I'm judging you.
What's going on out there?
So futures are mixed ahead of the Fed's meeting this week. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 297, the NASDAQ gained 114, and the S&P 500 up 30. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said the company's St. Louis agriculture operations is here to stay, even as the German conglomerate cuts costs, faces questions about its future, and fights to overcome billions of dollars in liabilities tied to its Roundup weed killer. Anderson added he is focused on strengthening Bayer over the next few years while increasing its investment in St. Louis, the hub of its North American crop science division. Hospitals have long provided donor breast milk for sick newborns in neonatal intensive care units, but now SSM Health Hospitals are the first to expand the free service to all patients at its birth centers in the St. Louis region. The aim, hospital officials say, is to support patients who choose to breastfeed, but for a variety of reasons are unable to do so right after giving birth. The Federal Reserve's highly anticipated two-day meeting, which gets underway tomorrow, is poised to take center stage this week. The central bank is widely expected to cut interest rates, but the only remaining question appears to be by how much. CME's FedWatch tool predicts a quarter-point rate cut as the most likely outcome. Union President John Holden said a strike at Boeing could go on for a while as workers are confident they can get better wage increases and an improved pension. Negotiations are set to resume this week. Boeing's most recent offer included a 25% pay increase over the next 4 years. Two spa products, an airjet pump and a hydrojet pump from spa maker Best Way, are being recalled because they can pose a fire hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said they have received reports of at least 3 fires, with one in Kansas City, Missouri, resulting in one death. And finally, if she squabbles, it is because she cares. According to Fact Updates, women tend to argue more with people they care about. If they don't argue at all, they care very little, if at all.
I feel so loved.
See, it's because we care.
I'm in such trouble if she's listening right now. You know that, right? I don't know if she's up this early. So I have a question for you. Do you do yoga at all, Nicole Murray?
I hate yoga.
Do you really?
I hate yoga. Yeah, it's like they'll be like, okay, be calm, find your center. And in my mind, it's racing. Like after I'm done with it, I have to do this and I have to do this and I have to do that. And did I forget to do this? And oh my goodness, did I add this to the, it's a mess.
So my wife has started doing hot yoga where she walks into a studio that's already 95 degrees. So you're dripping with sweat before you even start.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't imagine. I've done some yoga and I'm no good at it, but I just couldn't imagine doing it in a hot box. And I know it's kind of popular these days, but anyway, that's what my wife's up to these days. So she might be up on her way to a hot yoga class this morning for all I know.
And ready to argue with you
it
at
could,
all times.
Could be after that comment I just made, for sure. I don't know.
Well,
Nicole,
the second you get the silent treatment, that's when you really want to worry. So
exactly. I know. I'm a grizzled veteran. Hey, have a great week. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You as well.
You bet. Nicole Murray there with our business update for us this morning. Yeah, Carl, back to Vegas for just
a moment. Hey, guess who I saw there?
I don't know. Remind me.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
I saw a picture of you and Heidi out by the pool there at your hotel.
Yeah, she hung out by the pool. Mm.
Nice.
That was our pool day.
How's she doing?
She's doing fantastic.
Good.
Looks great.
Good. She was going camping.
She was going camping. She's like, the only day I can hang out with you is Tuesday. And I'm like, that's pool day. And so we hung out for about an hour and a half.
We love Heidi. You know, obviously she had a show on this station for a while on the weekends and still may do some fill-in, I hope, at some point for us. And
I believe that's going to happen.
I hope so. I hope so. And she's great and I guess partially retired these days and
yeah.
enjoying her life out there.
We talked about that,
Lost Wages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, she enjoys semi-retirement.
Fun. She's the only person I know that's got a broadcast center set up in her RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she can fill in or broadcast from wherever she happens to be.
They were going to be off the grid that week.
I was going to say, as long as you have internet access, that's mm-hmm. really the key to the whole thing. If that glitches, you're out of luck. You can't pull that off anymore, for sure.
So then I saw Heidi on one day, and then the next day I saw a friend of mine who used to work for the Blues but now works for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh.
So I did something work-related 2 of the 3 days, so...
So you can write it off your taxes.
I'm going to write it off on my taxes.
Carl, yeah. That's kind of what. IRS agents, please ignore that. Anyway.
It's legit. We talked about work.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Really?
And we're talking about it on the radio as well.
It's true. Wow. We're just helping you out
there
for that potential
audit. You need to know how the tax laws work, Mark Cox.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to another news in just a couple minutes with Ethan. We've got Joe Cardinale joining us next hour. There are lots of warnings out there to parents. And we just went through the whole back to school thing. Did you notice if you're on social media? I'll bet you did because everybody posted pictures of their kids. Is that safe these days? Joe Cardinale has been looking into that. He's also a longtime police officer up in New York. We'll talk to him about that straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I guess we'll start with Tito Jackson. He was one of the brothers of Michael Jackson, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon. Founding member of the iconic group, the Jackson 5. He passed away yesterday at the age of 70. They're saying the cause of death is not really determined yet, but someone did believe that he suffered a heart attack while driving on a road trip. So,
ooh.
Oh, wow. How old was he?
70 years old.
Wow. He's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
The only reason I know about Tito is because of Eddie Murphy.
Tito, can I have a tissue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that line. That's the first thing I thought of when you mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup, but I knew he was part of the Jackson 5. Yeah.
Lead guitarist.
Oh, he was the... So, yes. When you see the Jackson 5, he's the one holding
the
guitar.
One with the guitar. Yeah.
Well, I think there's two. There are a bass player, too.
No.
I thought one of them, Jermaine played bass. I thought one of them... There was a bass player and a guitar player, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Otherwise, it would help.
Yeah, I could have swore there were two, but maybe not. Who knows? Jane's Addiction have apologized to fans for their onstage fight between bandmates Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. This happened in Boston on Friday. They were playing Oceanside during their reunion show. Farrell appeared agitated, as video footage from the concert revealed. He moved towards Navarro and shoved his shoulder into Navarro while he was playing his guitar.
Wow.
Perry then appeared to yell and confront a seemingly surprised Dave Navarro, who used his arm to keep Perry back. And then Perry decided he was going to start punching. So he started throwing haymakers.
What? He punched him in the face.
Yeah. And then security runs out and grabbed Perry. Bassist Eric Avery held him back. Yeah.
So
what a crazy story.
And then Perry's wife went on social media and said, Perry's not been happy with Dave's guitar playing this entire tour.
Well,
but
so really
she did say that
him.
Dave handled himself very well, though, in that post.
And also, if you watch that video, Mr. Perry Farrell looks under the influence.
Oh, he's back on the sauce.
Oh, that's what
he has. He had a heroin addiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I'm not saying that he is doing that currently, but he has a history, let's say.
Jermaine Jackson did play bass, by the way, Ethan.
I was wrong.
Thanks, Sue.
I thought they said lead guitar.
No. Tito.
Oh, Jermaine.
Oh, Jermaine.
Tito.
Jermaine.
Jermaine. Played bass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Vindicated. Sorry. Last night, the Emmys happened. I'll just give you a basic rundown. Baby Reindeer, The Bear, and Shogun all took home a lot of Emmys. The Bear scored 3 acting wins. Shogun won a total of 18 Emmys, and Baby Reindeer won Outstanding Limited Anthology. So,
Shogun
was really good. If you didn't see it,
I've never seen it.
It was really good.
Yeah. It's supposed to be fantastic.
It was.
And
it was really
is it what I'm imagining, like people fighting with swords and yeah, that sort of thing.
Wasn't there a movie done, or there was
no,
a limited series
it was
before?
A mini series on NBC.
Yeah, a long time ago.
but they redid it. This is supposedly more close to the book.
Oh, I'm sure Sue's already watched it. Sue, what did you think?
I did not watch it.
It's on FX.
Surprise, surprise.
And Ethan,
yep.
Yes.
Hacks is actually a comedy. Is The Bear a comedy?
I always said The Bear was not a comedy.
Thanks,
no,
Chef.
Probably, I mean, they try to say it is, but there's no way.
Thanks,
which
Chef.
Is probably why Hacks won,
Hacks
because
won.
It's a comedy.
An actually actual funny comedy.
Sue, are you watching Hacks?
Nope.
It's on HBO. I have not
okay,
seen it.
Well, that's why. I'm cheaping down to the nothings.
I will give you a warning, though, if you are watching Shogun, be prepared to read, because it's, a lot of it is in Japanese or Chinese.
It's subtitled.
It's very much subtitled.
Because the NBC version was from the American perspective. The book and this is from the actual Asian perspective.
Right. Okay.
So be prepared to read, but it was good.
No thanks.
The popular Target car seat trade-in event is back for the next 2 weeks. People who trade in their old car seats and bases will get 20% discount off a new car seat stroller or select baby gear. This program starts today. It's going to run through September 28th. In order to qualify for the deal, customers just drop off their old car seat in designated boxes. Afterwards, they will get a QR code to scan. And then you can actually use this 20% off twice. So if you got a new baby on the way or you need something.
You could get a double car seat.
There you go.
I guess.
One of the nation's most prominent grocers are actually hiring. Looks like Aldi's is going to hire 13,000 new workers. So if you're looking for a job,
more people
Aldi's
at the cash registers, please.
Hiring
should tell you something when the discount food chain is expanding. That's where everybody's shopping these days.
Yep.
Under Bidenomics. All right. Quick break here. Coming up, we're going to get to Joe Cardinale on the other side, a former retired cop there in New York. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I guess we'll start with Tito Jackson. He was one of the brothers of Michael Jackson, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon. Founding member of the iconic group, the Jackson 5. He passed away yesterday at the age of 70. They're saying the cause of death is not really determined yet, but someone did believe that he suffered a heart attack while driving on a road trip. So,
ooh. Oh, wow. How old was he?
70 years old.
Wow. He's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
The only reason I know about Tito is because of Eddie Murphy.
Tito, can I have a tissue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that line. That's the first thing I thought of when you mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have picked him out of a lineup, but I knew he was part of the Jackson 5. Yeah.
Lead guitarist.
Oh, he was the... So, yes. When you see the Jackson 5, he's the one holding the guitar.
Yeah, he's the one with the guitar.
Yeah. Well, I think there's two. There are a bass player, too.
No.
I thought one of them, like, Jermaine played bass. I thought one of them... There was a bass player and a guitar player, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know. Otherwise, that would help.
Yeah,
you.
I'm like, I could have swore there were two, but maybe not. Who knows? Jane's Addiction have apologized to fans for their onstage fight between bandmates Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro. This happened in Boston on Friday. They were playing Ocean Size during their reunion show. Farrell appeared agitated, as video footage from the concert revealed. He moved towards Navarro and shoved his shoulder in Navarro while he was playing his guitar.
Wow.
Perry then appeared to yell and confront a seemingly surprised Dave Navarro, who used his arm to keep Perry back. And then Perry decided he was going to start punching. So he started throwing haymakers.
What?
He punched him in the face.
Yeah. And then security runs out and grabbed Perry. Bassist Eric Avery held him back. Yeah.
So
what a crazy story.
And then Perry's wife went on social media and said, Perry's not been happy with Dave's guitar playing this entire tour.
Well,
but
so really
she did say that
him.
Dave handled himself very well, though, in that post.
And also, if you watch that video, Mr. Perry Farrell looks under the influence.
Oh, he's back on the sauce.
Oh, that's what
he has. He had a heroin addiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I'm not saying that he is doing that currently, but he has a history, let's say.
Jermaine Jackson did play bass, by the way, Ethan.
I was wrong.
Thanks, Sue.
I thought they said lead guitar.
No. Tito.
Jermaine.
Oh, Jermaine. Tito.
Played bass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Vindicated. Sorry. Last night, the Emmys happened. I'll just give you a basic rundown. Baby Reindeer, The Bear, and Shogun all took home a lot of Emmys. The Bear scored 3 acting wins. Shogun won a total of 18 Emmys, and Baby Reindeer won Outstanding Limited Anthology. So,
Shogun
was really good. If you didn't see it.
I've never seen it.
It was really good.
It's supposed to be fantastic.
It was.
And is it what I'm imagining, like people fighting with swords and yeah, that sort of thing?
Wasn't there a movie done, or there was
a limited series before? A miniseries on NBC. Like,
yeah,
in
a long
the 80s.
Time ago.
But they redid it. This is supposedly more close to the book.
Oh, I'm sure Sue's already watched it. Sue, what did you think?
I did not watch it.
It's on FX.
Surprise, surprise.
And Ethan,
yes.
Hacks is actually a comedy. Is The Bear a comedy?
I always said The Bear was not a comedy.
Thanks,
no,
Chef.
Probably, I mean, they try to say it is, but there's no way.
Thanks,
which
Chef.
Is probably why Hacks won,
Hacks
because
won.
It's a comedy.
An actually
actual
funny thing,
comedy.
Yes.
Sue, are you watching Hacks?
Nope.
It's on HBO. I have not
seen it. Okay, well, that's why. I'm cheaping down to the nothings.
I will give you a warning, though. If you are watching Shogun, be prepared to read, because it's, a lot of it is in Japanese or Chinese.
Ah, it's subtitled.
It's very much subtitled.
Because the NBC version was from the American perspective, the book, and this is from the actual Asian perspective.
Right. Ah, okay.
So be prepared to read, but it was good.
No thanks.
The popular Target car seat trade-in event is back for the next 2 weeks. People who trade in their old car seats and bases will get 20% discount off a new car seat stroller or select baby gear. This program starts today. It's going to run through September 28th. In order to qualify for the deal, customers just drop off their old car seat in designated boxes. Afterwards, they will get a QR code to scan. And then you can actually use this 20% off twice. So if you got a new baby on the way or you need something.
You could get a double car seat.
There you go.
I guess.
One of the nation's most prominent grocers are actually hiring. Looks like Aldi's is going to hire 13,000 new workers. So if you're looking for a job,
more people
Aldi's
at the cash registers, please.
Hiring
should tell you something when the discount food chain is expanding. That's where everybody's shopping these days.
Yep.
Under Bidenomics. All right. Quick break here. Coming up, we're going to get to Joe Cardinale on the other side, a former retired cop there in New York. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.